time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. Happy New Year. We all the way live in the 2025. No doubt. Yeah. Hell yeah. Happy New Year, y'all. We here. We done made it. If you listening, you hear this, you done made it. You done made it through. You done shook that 2024 off you. You know?
You shook it off. It ain't on it no more.
Nah, shook it off. Shout out to the Young Bloods. But, yeah, Muhammad, man, how you feeling, man? You know what I mean? Happy New Year.
Feeling better today than I did yesterday and the day before that. So, shit, happy New Year, my brother.
It is. Shit, that shit sound happy. That's good. That's good. Better today than yesterday and better than that. Yeah, man. That shit, man.
Now, it's been progressively better, you know what I'm saying? From recouping, still recouping, but you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, that first half of that 24, nigga, it was just talking down to myself, you know what I'm saying? Feeling bad for myself, you know what I'm saying? Pity partying myself. Then I had to pull up out of that and just restart, realigning my brain to move differently about myself, you know what I'm saying? Not about the world, but just about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And over all that time, you can start to feel how that shit, that gravity of that shit that be on you. And so once I started doing better talking to myself, it start feeling better. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all the way there yet, but I'm way, like I said, I'm better than I was yesterday, and I was better than I was the day before that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I appreciate the days to continue to do this. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the symbolism of shaking 2024 off, even though, you know what I'm saying, it's continuous. You know what I mean? But 2025, you know, you just look to do better every day. You know? And minus all of the goals and, you know what I'm saying, New Year's resolutions and this my year, all that type shit. It's, if I'm here, I'm going to do better than I did yesterday. I think that's how
that's
I'm going
to go
with it.
Yeah. Hell nah. You ain't wake up to lose. Nah. That's one of the shits I be telling myself, man. You know, speaking about like self-talk. You gotta, I feel like this year for sure, nigga gotta tap into his mirror mantras. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The moments in the mirror where you're speaking to yourself, nigga, you gotta uplift. You gotta be your corner man, you know? Yeah, definitely. How you speak to yourself, how you see yourself, how you view yourself. And, you know, mindset is imperative. Positive mindset is imperative, you know? And, yeah, all of that other shit, you know, nothing wrong with, you know, resolutions and everything like that or whatever, or claiming the year, but also give yourself some grace, you know what I'm saying? Like what they say, I seen some, you know, I was watching what they call it, the, I forget the name, Triple Eight 60, I forget, it's the Tyler Perry movie that was pretty damn good, actually, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find the name of
it. 6-8-8 or something like that?
6-8-8, the 6-8-8, yeah. So they had a crazy, crazy mission that they had to do. It was just like they had to process just a bunch of airplane hangers of mail in the middle of the war. You know, hopefully to build morale, and they, you know, they're a black woman troop, so they not getting no type of opportunity. It's their first piece of playing time. I hate to call war playing time, but their first piece of like active duty on a certain level that they, you know, they getting as not even as a troop or a battalion, but as a people. You know what I mean? But they had this huge, you know, challenge ahead of them that kind of, you know, they were the people didn't believe that they're going to get it done. And maybe it was Kerry Washington, but, you know, their troop leader was like, you know, and I've heard it before, but they was like, how do you eat an elephant? No, one bite at a time. You know, and I've been on that. I've been listening. I've been using that shit the whole ever since then. Like cleaning my apartment. You know what I'm saying? I eat an elephant. I'm in this bitch. I'm gonna do the bathroom today. I'm gonna, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get this shit done, nigga. Chunk by chunk. Long as I get to it, if it's done, it's done. That's it, man. Just had the shit in the done column, and yeah, man. But I'm, you know. Happy that, you know, you said you and yourself got realigned. That's always good. And I'm happy that y'all are here, you know what I'm saying, in this new year with us. Happy that y'all were with us in last year, you know. And shit, as always, what we do like to do, even though it is 2025, we do like to take a look back sometimes. Look back at what we went through in that 2024, some of the things that have made, some things that have gotten in the conversation, some things we may have spoken about this year, but you know, like, what was some of the big topics of conversation of last year? And without further ado, you know what it is. It's that time of the year. It is time for the In the Conversation Awards. You know what I mean? So cue the band. Thank you, Johnny. And you know, it's us. You know what I'm saying? Virtual tuxedos on, theater of the mind. No doubt. You know what I mean? Shit, you know, brown liquor. Brown liquor velvet. Be the sponsor.
Mine, velvet. I got a velvet got coat on.
Velvet on the collar? Nice.
Velvet on the coat, nigga. Satin on the
ooh.
Collar.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, yeah, pardon. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's nice.
Black sat down, you know what I'm talking about, on the car.
Nice. Right. Nice. That's nice. That's nice.
Shiny shoes. I got a,
nice, yeah, I got a nice shoe on. I got to look at it. Might be a brushed velvet on the shoe.
Oh.
Brand new, though. It's no crease in it. Because you don't want no crease in the velvet. Yeah, it's nice.
No.
Nice, it look opulent. Yeah, man.
Yes, it's sensational.
That's sensational, for sure, for sure. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. But we're here with y'all, and we want to, you know, go through this year and present some awards. trying to think where we start. Where should we start? I say we start with the breakout. The breakout of 2024. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Who had a breakout year? The breakout year in the, a lot of these people broke out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people made the conversation. So you broke out and broke into the conversation. But when I say breakout, like, I'm thinking about just somebody that just took the game by storm a bit. Mm-hmm. Especially in the last few months. Towards the end of it, and like really just, it's just a onslaught of more reason why this person is killing the game and someone to be on the lookout for 2025. I'm gonna present that award to the young lady Doechii of the TDE Empire.
She signed to them.
She signed to TDE, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. She did that.
I don't know if you've seen most recently, you know, she got a, you know, the album, what was it called? Alligator Bites Don't Heal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, you know, there's a record on there called Denial is a River. And I want to say, you know, she got this, like, kind of Family Matters spoof.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out. It's called, I want to say it's Denial is a River.
Yeah, Denial is a River.
So like the little clips that she did putting out, mad funny. They put one out where it was like a novella. It was mad funny. They did the little, you know, like the little the cast montage, you know, the opening credits type of shit with a bunch of funny, cool motherfuckers in there. Earl Sweatshirt is Brad Pitt, Zach Fox, Baby Tate, bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shit was cool. her Tiny Desk bananas. The Colbert Report performance was crazy.
Our performance was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even see that one, and I didn't even see the TDE Christmas performance, but Hershey killed that shit. You know,
them niggas be practicing, man. They don't just be out there just regular. Just rapping some raps.
Top dog. They trying to be top dogs in that bitch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They be practicing.
They move like a battalion. You know what I mean? There's a certain level of expectation and quality that they're gonna bring about if you on that label. I feel like right now, I mean, I think they might be the de facto, maybe the de facto label in the game. There's other labels, but as far as where it's like, you know, and not to use another label's term, but as far as quality control, they got it on smash. They got it on smash. You know what I mean?
They working in a nice system. You know what I'm saying? A very OCD system. You know what I'm saying? Over there, Interscope, Dre. All that shit, that's a different kind of system. And then, you know, not to take nothing away from what Top Dog is doing. He adopted a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And putting out that quality work.
For sure. But I think this was a breakout year, 2024. Can't wait to see what happens next. I mean, she ain't even put out a debut album. That was a mixtape. Grammy nominated, the whole thing. No doubt. You know? So, yeah, man.
That's what's up. What
award are you going... What you got? What you giving out right now?
Oh, what am I giving out? Let's see. I mean, that's the breakout. I got some, you know, you got subcategories of breakout. We got different breakouts, you know what I'm saying? I think
in the
talk podcast space or whatever you want to call it, niggas on the mic type shit, talking they talk. I think I'm going to go ahead and give it to It Is What It Is, Mason Cam. Had a definitely breakout year. I think we're calling this, you know what I'm saying, the pivot of all time pivots, you know what I'm saying, of this year. They won the pivot of the year. And these brothers have taken, you know, shit talking, barbershop, sports talk, and putting a real setup behind it, putting a few dollars behind it. And, you know, as Cam was said on one of the interviews, he was like, yo, it looked like, you know, people was on the internet saying, oh, ESPN letting these niggas say this, but it's us. Right. It's not ESPN. It's just the quality we putting out. You know, we wanted it to look in that same space. So independently, until they got the deal, I don't know who they got the deal from, but I guess they got $20 million.
You know what I mean? Did they? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Salute.
Yeah, I saw an interview Cam was talking about. He's like, yeah, we got $20 million. You know, it took a while before we did a deal. You know what I'm saying? They came with us at $1 million. I was like, nah. They came with us at $3 million. And then he was like, Mace was like, you know, he had a number in his head. And he was like, come on, Mace, shit. We already spent $100,000+. Shit, let's take one of these deals. But they held out till it got to $20 million. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Shit. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, man. Investment. That's fire. I mean, particularly Cam, always been enterprising since even way back in the day. I was talking to somebody about it and they brought up, I forgot all about, you know, he used to have a liquor store back when he first kind of dropped his first album. He had a liquor store uptown. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he was always had some type of product to sell. I mean, you know, to this day, Diplomats as a brand is very enduring, especially on the merch side of things. You know, they did everything from hoodies to shower curtains. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, to see them get to that. I know he said they put up $250,000initially, and then even have to go all the way through that $250,000.
Right. He's like, that was only at $100,000+.
Look at that.
When the deals was coming in big like that.
Salute to those brothers. So yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. So that's a breakout. That's the pivot. That's the pivot.
That's the pivot. Yeah. That's
okay.
Okay.
What else we got? I'm gonna go TV show of the year.
Okay.
TV show of the year. That is for me. It's for me. This might be recency bias. I didn't even look. This is just off the muscle how I feel. I mean, I looked at some good stuff. There's some honorable mentions, but maybe I'm just in a recency bias moment. But and I got to make sure I'm saying the name right, because I'm fucking the name up for sure. I've been fucking the name up. The Day of the Jackal. I'm giving that the show of the year. The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. That shit good than a motherfucker. I'm sorry. Yo, y'all, if y'all got some, y'all want to holler at me in the comments or whatever. That shit was so unexpectedly good. And the way that the shit ended, it really satisfied the plot. Like, it didn't sell out. It didn't sell out. That shit kept true, and I thought it was dope. Speaking of Peacock, Fight Night was definitely an honorable mention.
Yeah, I didn't see the Jackal, but I trust you. You know what I'm saying? I
appreciate
it. But Fight Night definitely was an honorable mention. Put a lot of good people on the screen at once. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
you probably won't ever see that collection again. You know what I mean? Shout out to Will Packer, Kenny Burns, who actually brought it to Will Packer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to all the work that it took to get it there. It took like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Because I listened to that shit as a podcast. It's like a real true story podcast that's out there. And it's the same story that they based Uptown Saturday Night on, but they didn't really tell the story of it. They just based it on that. And so, they did their thing. You know what I'm saying? And they deserve an honorable mention to the IGC Awards. Just, you know. Keep it black, keep it brief, you know, man.
There it is. What you got, Brother Muhammad?
I'm going to take, you know, I'm going to venture off a little bit. I know that's more mainstream, but one of my characters, you know, I like to be in touch with the ground, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So one of my categories is, you know, it's a social media breakout moments, breakout person, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of people break out, you know, via social media different years, you know what I'm saying? But this year it seemed that Cooking with Kaya has ruffled a lot of feathers and stepped out there originally on her own little thing, and it just made so much noise, and so many people are just fucking either rewarding, appreciating, or hating that shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't bring that shit up at the house, you know what I'm saying? Because it becomes a problem. Oh, you like Cooking with Kyle, you know what I'm saying? And what you said about the support thing that you were saying.
What was the support? I forget.
It's like how, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the discourse.
Yeah, the discourse
that's come about is women don't really support other women. They don't do that. That was it. That's a lot of people have been saying, this is proof that women do not support other women, and being a girl's girl is not real, and da 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 da. And I'm not gonna go any further, but that's just the discourse that I see. It's just two brothers on the bike, so there's no woman to counter. But that is what I have seen. That Cooking with Kaya was a catalyst for that conversation.
Yes,
for sure.
And I mean, you know, that's not all the way true, 100% necessarily. But in this particular situation, she has ruffled the feathers of some say she doing too much and she up pick me. And then, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is like, yeah, hell yeah, I want my woman to cook with me like that. You got different versions of it. And more people come popping out doing their version of it. I don't know the lady name, but she more like a groaner lady.
What's a groaner? What you mean?
She's
a groaner?
An older woman. You know
what I'm groaner. Groaner. I thought you meant like, grown. No. Oh, okay. I ain't never heard that term. Okay. She's more grown.
She's more grown. But she be doing the same thing, but I don't think she got like a little tagline when she come out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hand a plate to her man, you know what I'm saying? I got this salmon and da 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 da. It'd be hearty. I don't see how niggas eat all that hearty shit every day, man. Niggas must shit. You got to work the fuck out after eating all that shit.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that shit. That's killing your arteries. The aesthetic. The aesthetic is a fine woman with a nice plate.
Healthy plate.
It's a beautiful thing. That shit is, that shit is, if I was somebody that did oil paintings, that's one of them.
That shit is primal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it just hits you on it. Exactly. It hits you on that level. Like, wow. But I will say this, that we talking about some of these plates being just a little excessive and a lot of big backery in the plate, right? There is this kid I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. I don't know if I ever brought it up. I don't like to hate. I don't want to be like one of these people that's hating like they hating on Cooking with Kaya, but it's this concern. You know, sometimes motherfuckers camouflage hate with concern. You know, I'm just a little concerned. There's a young boy. I forget. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about if you know who I'm talking about. It's a young boy. I think he's from New Orleans or Louisiana because he's got a heavy accent. This kid has got to be about 8, 9. Doesn't matter. I don't even think he's been in the double digits yet. And his mom's off camera is hitting him with the heaviest of plates. This is the plate.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah, these are the plates like you pops get after a double.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like after you to save Christmas yet again. They giving this young kid these big ass plates. And I'm like, damn, shorty. All I could think about is little man's arteries. Like this kid's, I mean, yo, I hope it's just for show. Cause if not, I'm concerned. Yeah. That shit is kind of crazy. But salute to Cooking with Kaya for sure. That definitely, especially in these last few weeks, has definitely caused quite a stir on the social media front.
Shout out to Kaya. Keep cooking. Shit.
Yeah, keep cooking. Don't let that stop you.
I can't wait to see her little brunch tour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what though? Speaking of that, because I guess as we said, it's very titillating. You know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing to see. That brings me to one of my awards. I'm gonna go with the Thirst Trapper of the Year. Ring the alarms. Very bountiful. Bountiful. It makes me want to say that because it was resonant and it made it. That's how you knew it was working. I'm going to give it.
Hold on. Before you say it, nigga, you said that shit with an accent like a Jamaican. I thought you was about to be like Bamba Clot.
I thought so.
The Bamba Shout Clot out to awards goes to.
But because this, it makes you want to, you know what I mean? Yeah, shout out to Vibes Cartel. I know he's just doing his first show since he been out of prison tonight or last night. But anyway, I'm going to get this. Because see, the thing is about a good thirst trap is it's subtle but not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's in your face but not. It's not it's desperately.
It's not necessarily the primary focus, it is, but it's not necessarily
right. Slight of hand. There's a sleight of hand to
right.
It's a little, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
It's like when I used to shoot the lingerie stuff and I had my homie shooting behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the assistant is like, yeah, shoot me like this or shoot her like this, da da da. And then when he come back, she like starts shaking her head. She's like, "You have a porny sensibility," like a porn. He's like, "You have a porny sensibility. You had to work on your sensibility." And see, a lot of times people just go straight for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm just straight trapping, straight up every picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then other times is as you say,
mm-hmm. subtle, smooth though. But you see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be clear. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give this Thirst Trapper of the Year award to the queen of the milkshake, Khalees.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Round of applause. Round of applause. You did well this year.
I never hear that.
We're seeing it. Everybody, fellas, settle down. Settle down. Ladies, settle down. You know what I mean? Muhammad.
Yeah, what so, you know, we taking it back to the streets. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we gave it an official award, but the last couple of years, I think Lamb Chops may have been, you know what I'm saying, the outside product of choice. You know what I mean? Like the logo for outside nigga. Lamb Chop. Mm-hmm. And then here we go with this year's product of the year, breaking out from all of the other breakouts, you know what I'm saying, from previous years. We've had different brands. You know what I'm saying? Some brands have gone all the way away because of things, you know what I'm saying? Others, you know, they still here, but they're not as prominent on the streets as our Hood Product of the Year award winning is Don Julio.
Oh, yes.
Niggas got a song. Niggas is just placing them shits on the block, spelling out words. We drank 1,000 bottles of Don Julio on this on this block. You know what I'm saying? Got them all lined up. So
particularly the Reposado. The Reposado and the Añejo.
Particularly the little bottle that's brown.
With the orange top.
That motherfucker. The wooden top.
Don Julio did numbers.
They took over. I don't know what happened to Casamigos. I don't know. You know what happened to De Leon. You know what I'm saying?
It's gone. It's over.
Don Julio came through. Because they stayed true the whole time, and now they are in the spot.
They in there. Until they won't be. One thing about us new and thing liquor. We'll see. I mean, Henny has this jersey retired. What else? What other liquor? We had to give the liquors that have their jersey retired. Henny's been around forever, even though
Henny is a legacy.
That's a legacy
stalwart. You know what I'm saying? Alizé had a nice run.
Hypnotic
had a good little run. Heineken jerseys in the rafters, nigga.
Heineken jerseys in the rafters for sure. For sure. Heineken, the Heinies, yes.
Heineken in the rafters,
for sure. For sure. For sure. Heineken is there.
We went through a Grey Goose moment, a goddamn Tito's moment. We went through Patron, you know what I'm saying? Casamigos.
Belvy had a moment for Belvy.
Belvy and Grey Goose was going back and forth for a second. Ciroc came through and kicked down the buildings for a little bit.
You know what? This might be a little older, but I think I want to say. They iconic, especially for what they left behind. Crown Royal, and they still legit. They still around.
A formidable opponent out here.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know about. I don't think any other liquors ever had a bag. A dust cover.
Them bags around.
Absolutely, they function. Absolutely, you know what I mean? Yeah, they function.
Turned into a safe deposit box.
Dude. Right.
The Crown Royal bag turned into a coin holder, a holder of important documents, key holder. It's done turned into all kind of shit.
Weed in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. A vice bag. It's like the Dansk cookie. Tin, you know what I'm saying? That just be, that's something else that means something to the people.
Hey, nigga, I was at a Christmas function, right? I was at the house or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And everybody had, like, you know, it was getting kind of late, but you know what I'm saying? My people were still with my wife was still with her friends, but then all of the people who was left was leaving, and the grown folks who house it was, they was leaving, and then I was just there. After they left, he was like, hey, man, listen, make yourself at home, man. Just whatever. Whenever you need, you know what I'm saying? Make yourself at home. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm just chilling up by myself. And on the table, I see one of them 10 cans of cookies. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if there's some cookies in there, or is this just, you know what I'm saying, leftover, you know what I'm saying? Or are we holding old mail and shit? You know
what I'm saying? Exactly. All types of shit, yeah.
So I was like, shit, he did say make yourself at home. So I grabbed the tin, opened it up, and lo and behold, that shit has some cookies in that motherfucker.
Wow.
Probably that's the last great set. That shit gonna be a mail holder after this. But
that's great. That's the hood version of, is this cake or is this what it really is? You ever see that shit on the internet?
What was that?
Oh man. So there's this thing that's like, is it cake? So it'll be like, I'll send you one, but I saw one most recently. It was like it looked like a meatloaf. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or like prime rib, and the shit looked like, for real, like the shit had the char on top, little like kind of pink in the center, like, you know what I mean, the whole shit. And and you see the person cutting it, and even the way the shit was like moving when it was cutting, I was like, that's gotta be real, that's a real piece, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. steak or whatever. Cut that shit open, nah, it's cake.
Oh yeah, I've seen those types of cakes, but yeah, I ain't never seen a challenge like that.
Yeah. Is it real or is it cake? That's the whole thing now. Is this real? Are there really cookies in that shit? Or is that shit just a fucking, a container? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, cookies or a container? Yeah.
I felt like I won a prize. Nigga, like,
man. And them shits is good. Maybe I'm getting older. My palate is like, I could appreciate that, especially with some cold milk. I feel like Ghostface. Yeah, you know, cold milk and some nice lawn and dunes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nostalgia, nigga. That's locked into that's a core memory, as you would say.
Hell yeah, it's a core memory. Good big ass flakes of sugar. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is official. That shit is not. That shit is serious. He catch one of those, I might want to go get one of those.
Nah, no doubt.
Anyway.
And so, then I had an honorable mention to the product of the year. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's not something that I would partake in. But it has taken hold onto a lot of motherfuckers. And that is, shout out to the Ozempic. They have done their thing within this market, nigga. They built like a $300 billion motherfucking facility in North Carolina to pump this shit out.
They got their own facility now?
Yeah.
Like their own studio? Ozempic studio?
Yeah, they have a facility to make this shit. Warehouse shit, man. These niggas ain't playing.
Needle D and Needle Dumb.
Nigga.
Shout out to the, man.
And people on it, man. It's working for a lot of people. Some people is doing too much, you know what I'm saying? It's like
new Slim Fast.
Yeah, new lap band. You know what I mean?
But some
people, it don't. See, I know a guy, you know what I'm saying? Who was on
the. Shall not be named.
I'm not going to name him, but he was taking the Ozempics. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't work out for him because it's like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I take it and then I see the results. But then since I see the results, then I just eat worse because I feel like I can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I'm back fat.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you still got to have some discipline, and you probably still have to take your ass to the gym to, you know what I'm saying, to work some of that shit out and get everything back into a nice place instead of just dropped off and, you know what I mean? And you just looking wild out here. Just skinny fat. You know what I'm saying?
Little Pez machine head. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But shout out to the people.
Yeah, they did break out this year. That was an anomaly.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, shout out to those epic people. No judgment. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Just do it responsibly. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, do what you got to do. You know, it is what it is. Okay, we did that. I'm gonna go sports. I'm gonna go sports. Now, you know, disclaimer, I am casual. I'm a casual fan.
I'm a casual sports fan.
Yeah, man, I am super casual with this whole situation, but if there's one player that we have talked about quite a bit on this show, who has brought a whole lot of personality, verve, fucking energy to the game of basketball, and just to even the competitive space of sneakers, you know, and other ancillary parts of culture. This man has done it, and I'm going to have to give this award to the man, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards. No Give doubt. It up, y'all.
No Damn, doubt. Man. No doubt. He's taken this year by storm, you know, from last year through the Olympics through now, you know what I'm saying? And just being, you know, a dog out there, you know what I'm saying? And giving the game an energy that it was kind of missing. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I've always wanted to give this award to my guy Ja Morant. You know what I'm saying? Except he had a couple of little troubles the last couple of seasons. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully he get back on track as far as in a way that you could talk about him. You know what I'm saying? Now he out there killing on the court. Now he's still doing his crazy ass shit. And these
360 layups on your ass.
This nigga's doing all kinds of shit. All that shit he used to try, that nigga's making now. You know what I'm saying?
He's still one of them. He's still one of them. But like the profile is kind of dropped a little bit. And the investor in me.
Right.
Quietly.
Right,
just for some G, for some game. I'm gonna tell y'all this. This is the time if you wanna go cop that rookie card that got him and Young Dolph on it.
Because
if he get back to them heights again, that shit gonna be stupid expensive. Yeah, so if you want
both of my people on that motherfucker. What's the other nigga name? Dolph.
Key Glock?
Him and Key Glock on that.
Man. You want some Memphis memorabilia.
Yeah.
Go cop that now. Cop that now. I'm not even gatekeeping. Go ahead and cop that for yourself.
And you know, and the real deal is like this. The NBA itself, they got a crisis going on. Because the old guard is old guarding out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like LeBron turned 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, nigga, you know what I mean? Steph getting old, even though he still do his thing. Everybody still could do their thing.
Right.
But it's going to be a time where the new got to take over. You know what I'm saying? And who that's going to be. You know what I'm saying? We don't have the stalwarts, the niggas who been here. Steph, and LeBron, and fucking.
They're coming.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
A few. Let me ask you this. I got two questions. So LeBron turned 40. Uh-huh. And in the press conference, he said he felt like if he wanted to, he could play another 5 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. This is the thing. And not even just playing to be playing, like playing at a height, like
he could play at a high level.
Right.
He couldn't lead the team and carry the team on his back and all that shit. But that nigga could still get you motherfucking 15, 20 points a game.
Right. I mean, he still affects the game right now, right? So, but my question is two questions. So that was my observation from what I heard. But, like, you know, I wanted to talk about this a couple of weeks ago. I had a weekend where I listened to 4 50-year-old rappers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't terrible. I listened to 4 50-year-old rappers, full albums.
Mm-hmm.
By 50-year-old rappers. Do you think we'll ever get to a point where there will be 50-year-old basketball players in the NBA?
I mean, possibly with the way technology is and the way people are learning to take care of their bodies and load management and all. Yeah, you can see that. You see, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the most exciting shit for motherfuckers want to watch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be great for the big three, nigga. But
right. Oh, the big three's going to kill him. Yo, you know what? But this was an interesting argument for ageism, right? Not that I'm a big fan of that, but I mean, you know what I mean? But I was watching Andre 3000 on podcast, and he had a hell of an analogy that I thought was really slick. And it made a lot of sense. He was just talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, he's not as inspired to rap as he once was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, he don't really listen to a lot of old rap. like old rap. I'm similar. Like I'll do it. I have my moments of nostalgia, got playlists or whatever, but I'm not stuck in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like I try to keep my playlist moving forward. I definitely had, I'll revisit for sure. You know what I mean? But he made this point. He was like, you know, they don't get whack, but he's like, you know, sometimes when you read like a food recipe, it calls for fresh ingredients. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have some dried rosemary, or you could have some fresh rosemary. You know what I'm saying? You could have some tomato paste, or you could have some tomatoes off the vine. You know what I mean? I never really looked at it like that. There is an energy that mm-hmm. comes with somebody that's never really done this before, and they still finding their way and claiming their, creating their legacy in the moment.
Still, you know, learning, mean? Still giving, you know what I'm saying? Not all knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know, once you get old, you come in knowing a bunch of shit. It right. go this way, we gonna do it this way, this how I go. But when right. you're young, you break all them rules because you don't know no. But they used to cut. I mean, when we was young, forgetting what Spike Lee's DP.
Dickerson. My man, Juice, Ernest Dickerson.
Ernest Dickerson. He spoke at FAMU. Uh huh. And the nigga said, "The one thing y'all got on y'all side is stupid speed." You know what I'm saying? Mm. Mm-hmm. He's like, y'all not. You don't know enough to not do it. You know what I'm saying? You're just mm-hmm. stupid enough to just do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the realest shit. Like, once you get older, you know better. I ain't gonna do that because I know better. But when you right. young, you don't know no better. You just like, fuck, let's go. Poof. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get out of here. You know? So, yeah. That's the youth part of the game. And then this is entertainment as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's entertainment. So niggas want to see niggas flying. Like when you watch right. when you watch the old clips, like, you know, now that LeBron hitting 40 and getting to that place, he's starting to get the nostalgia treatment. You know what I'm saying? Like right. in the Jordan career, all they started doing all the nostalgia commercials and shit. He the greatest. Mm-hmm. He did this. He did that. He did that. Once you add that shit up, you're like, damn, that nigga did a lot of shit. So with LeBron, they started showing a lot of his old shit. You know what I'm saying? His buzzer beaters, his dunks, da da da. Mm-hmm. That nigga move 3 times faster, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
He jumped with more enthusiasm, you know what I'm saying? He
land different. Yeah, he don't do a ginger landing.
Running down the court with his jersey flapping in the wind. That shit, nigga right. don't do that shit no more. Nigga, all right, hold up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. That nigga was doing something different.
Say he played 1 billion minutes.
Yeah.
Was it a bill? Maybe it was 1 million minutes, and he called it 1 billion on his Will Chamberlain. I forgot what it was, but... okay, so you got the next award, man. Go ahead.
I got the next award. Where am I?
This is your signature.
This is signature. My signature?
Yeah, brother.
Oh, the Mahasudamas Award.
Yeah, sir.
Oh, well, yeah, on the Mahasudamas Awards, it's given out to the person who, you know what I'm saying, can state some things about the future. They're like a futurist out here in the space. You know what I'm saying? In this culture space. And this year, we kicked off the year with a hell of a futurist telling us some stuff on the club, Shay Shay, that actually all started to roll out. You know what I'm saying? And so, with all due respect, we're going to give the Mahopster Damas Award to Cat Williams. You know, we've seen how a lot of that shit played out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we've seen how a lot of feathers got ruffled. A lot of the mm-hmm. games started to get rearranged. Mm-hmm. Most of all, the Diddy comments came to a place where he's been arrested and he's sitting in a federal jail, prison, or whatever, hold right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Not based off of these comments, but these comments were stating to the fact of the things that he is accused of. And let's say that, you know what I'm saying, with great strength, he's accused. Nobody's guilty just yet. You know what I'm saying? I know the internet has proven him guilty already. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the court of law. And I really don't understand or see the actual charges that's against him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I see a lot of the innuendo. I see a lot of the baby oil talk. I see, you know what I'm saying, right. sex trafficking. But, you know, was he pimping or was he paying for this sex to be trafficked to him? You know what I'm saying? I don't know the difference, and I don't know what the precedence is going to be. But right. It seemed like when you're sex trafficking, you take somebody, you take them against their will, or you make them do things against what they want to do. And right. I don't know if those are the actual charges here. So, hey, listen, my name Bennett. I ain't in it. We gonna watch just like everybody else. You know what I mean? So Cat Williams kicked it off with a whole lot of theories and allegations and statements and personal antidotes. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
So he's been, you know, it's been kind of like, okay, that's what I'm talking about all year. See what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to Cat Williams. Muhammad Damas Awards. You know what I'm saying?
There it is. There you go. There it is. next time, Jaguar, right? see who's in the running. Okay. So, look. worst. See, now. We were going to do, we did best TV show, and then I was going to do best movie, but I realized I didn't really go to the movies, I don't think, at all this year, which is kind of wild to me, because AMC Stubbs definitely charged me my yearly membership fee, and I meant to go make that, you know, worth its salt. But I cannot remember going to the theater to see anything. Maybe I saw the Bad Boys movie, but I think that was 2024. Either way,
2023.
No, that wasn't 2023.
We're talking about 2024.
Huh?
We're talking about 2024.
Oh, yeah. That might have been 2023. Or maybe it was, but it's not. It wasn't the best movie. Okay, so anyway, either way, shout out to them. So I was like, well, I asked you. You seen a couple movies.
I seen a couple things, but nothing worth putting in this motherfucker.
So then I said, well, shit, what's the worst movie I saw? and I got to say, because I watched this Tyler Perry movie over the Christmas break, which seems like it was 3 weeks ago, which was only last week. But I watched this Tyler Perry movie. What was the joint called? The 6888?
Yeah.
I like that shit. That was all right. It was pretty. It was a cool. I had my expectation when I saw the Tyler Perry movie. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. But... Tyler, get up here, take this award for Divorce in the Black.
That
was like the worst movie I've seen this whole year. Like, it was crazy.
Man, shout out to Diane Ashford, the producer. That's my people.
Shout out to Megan Good and Corey Hardick and all of them. But man, yo. Just the first 10 minutes of that movie is like legendary for how wow. You like, get the fuck out of here. This shit is crazy. This shit was so bad, it's laughable. And yeah, that's my pick for the worst movie of the year. Y'all let me know what you think. That's all the awards I got. I'm saving this one for the end. I think we at the end.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you had one more.
No, I didn't have one more. I was looking at the last award, I believe. What we thinking about the last award? I will say this though, Big Back Cuisine, honorable mention, Chicken Big Mac. I think it was one of them. I had three.
I had three Big Macs, and it was only here for a limited time.
It was terrible. It was terrible I did that. But it is what it is.
Shout out to
Cassinet. That was a hell of a year.
That was his sandwich.
Oh, right. Shit, that's so crazy that we've been forgetting. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing that he kind of smoothed away from that. Like, that was his sandwich, so he got that endorsement look, but he's not linked to it like everybody else, like Sweetie or Cardi B or Travis Scott. Like, he could, you know, he did it. He got that check.
Maybe the check wasn't big enough. shit.
Maybe, maybe. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't think of him when I think of the Chicken Big Man.
Right, 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 right.
It's just interesting. Yeah, man. So, yes, yeah, it's time for the...
I thought it's just, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just bring out the People's Choice Award. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
This is given to an individual who has been bubbling for a couple years, but, you know what I'm saying, becoming more endearing as they go along. You know what I'm saying? Each time, you know what I mean? Even in the worst situations, you know what I'm saying? Mug get arrested, you know what I'm saying? Still becomes endearing even in the police body cam footage. You know what I'm saying? Like, why they gonna take them to jail? But anyway, for the People's Choice Award, and I'm gonna politely hand this one to Glorilla. She has taken our hearts in these streets for the past year. She don't lose. You know what I'm saying? The album got it. You know, song after song. You know what I'm saying? She got grown ass men dancing to the Moose Knuckles shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not easy feat what she has been able to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of women out here doing their thing. But she somehow falls in the place where people don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't put it in the female part. They don't put it in the male part. It's just here. It's just in the mix. It's in the conversation. And it's all over. She got arrested with the DUI the other month, half a year back. But even in that, you know what I'm saying? You found a way to, you know what I'm saying? She found a way to say some shit. They be like, oh, man, don't fight y'all fucking with Glorilla, man. You know what I'm saying? She's like, police up there like, she was like, do you know who I am? She was like, nah. You are such and such on the woods on this thing. She's like, okay. She was like, well, tell me who you are. She was like, nah, because you just going to pick on me. I'm like, that shit crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was still endearing even in a moment of going to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she hit the motherfucker at the end of the shit. Hey, can I go pee on the side of the road before we go?
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we're going to be at the police station soon. All right, now.
and to add to that, yeah, salute to Glorilla. To add to that, she is also authored and coined an all-time adage. You know, at the end of the day.
The day going to end.
Come on now.
Come on now.
That shit is there. That shit did that. She did that, man. Salute. Salute to Glow. Yeah, Glow.
And that is so, your 2025 ITC Awards. Oh,
no. That's not it.
Oh, shit.
I thought you had the last one, but you had that was the People's Choice, but the MVP.
Oh, Lord. Shit. I forgot the Come biggest shit. Come on now. Wait. Let's take it all back. Rewind.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck am I
thinking? Yeah, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Go ahead. Go ahead and give out the you know what I'm saying, come the award on, of awards, please.
The 2024, 2025, because this is 2025. The 2025.
For the Pardon Me Awards. Come on,
yeah, the Pardon Me. Pardon Me, Duke. The 2025 ITC Awards, In the Conversation Awards, MVP. This man had a year like none other. And the shit started. Man had a year like none other and is moving into this year with the same amount of momentum.
Yeah.
You know?
Undisputed.
Undisputed. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, where do we begin? I mean, the motherfucker took a life, beat a murder. And, you know what I'm saying? Fucking made an anthem, you know, what else? Made a hell of an album, a buzzer beater, blockbuster album. Man, about to go on a good stadium tour. You know, let's go ahead and get this award to the young king of Compton, Cornbread Kendrick Lamar. Cornbread Kenny, give it up for my man, Cornbread Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny.
No Kung Fu.
Kendrick Lamar, most valuable player of this year, of 2024. I mean, come on, a run like none other. We ain't seen a run like this in a long time.
And it's a hell of a run to have a run after you done had the runs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 right, right. I mean, yeah, he did it. He did it. He put a stamp on this year. And, yeah, I think it's undisputed, as you were saying.
Undisputed, man.
I think you could argue with that.
Nobody came and did it like that. You know what I'm saying? And then he going to kick off this year with the Super Bowl, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Now. It ain't finna stop, you know?
Nah, man.
He took it from the art space. You know what I'm saying? The conceptual space to the straight ahead. You know what I'm saying? Boom, bap, bop space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably take it back to the conceptual space. But right now, he doing it all. He did it all. You know what I'm saying? He gave you what you needed. And then Squabble Up got that Miami beat on it. You know what I'm saying? The beat for Squabble Up is from a sample from Debbie Deb, When I Hear Music, which is a Miami record. Shout out to Pretty Tony, who produced it. You know what I'm saying? Put it together. He was the original when electro music and freestyle music started to come about, just at the time before hip hop or when hip hop was just getting going. Pretty Tony was the man in Miami making those freestyle records. You know what I'm saying? Had his own label, did all that shit. He was a predecessor to Luke. So shout out to Kendrick and being the MVP. Thank you for bringing Dade County along.
Nice. Well, shit, we about to pull off and pop some champagne. You know what I mean? Again. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
we got this after party.
A lot of people invited to the after party.
Absolutely. Y'all all in the conversation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pour yourself something.
Shout out to the people that's making noise. You know what I'm saying? That's getting in the conversations.
Sure.
I would like to, you know, give a shout out to Big Bank, who's kind of switching up his whole shit and turning his thing into a network. And you add about 3 or 4 more shows, which, you know, I thought it would be a trip because he's on all of them. But all of them got a different conversation. And I'm really fucking with the perspectives with Bank, what he doing. That shit is cool. He's a nigga who took it from the streets. Changed it all up, you know what I'm saying, and is moving in a whole different kind of direction. You got Hiking with Bank, and all kind of shit he do. So shout out to that man. Shout out to some newcomers. You know what I'm saying. What's the nigga name? I fuck with this nigga named Hendo Kwan. He just break down the different kinds of fights, you know what I'm saying, that you need to be looking out for, be aware of, what to do, situational awareness in fights. It's a very silly-ass concept, but it's needed, you know what I'm saying? Niggas need to know, you know what I'm saying, before they just jump out here acting a fool. So shout-out to Hendo Kwan, man. Shout-out to the street resurgent niggas. Coming out of the pen, jumping on the mic, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like 4 Extra just give you a whole nother side to the world that you don't actually know exists until these niggas start talking. You're like, wait a minute now. This what happens? So shout out to that, man. But that's, you know.
The prison to podcast pipeline. Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah, man.
We're headed to this after party. I hope you all
there. Yeah, hope to see you there. At the after party. Yeah, we're going to be in there looking sharp, you know. But before I go, I just want to let y'all know, if you in the world, you're trying to laugh, I'm in the world too, and I'm telling jokes. So January 4th, that's this Saturday coming up. I'm about to be at Oxford, PA, with my man Soul Joe. We got tickets. All of the tickets that I'm about, all these places I'm speaking on, we got tickets at DamianLemon.com. All of the ticket links are available there. January 24th and 25th. I'm in Denver, Colorado at the Denver Comedy Lounge. Some of y'all already hit me, said y'all gonna be in the building. I can't wait to see you. January 29th, I'll be in New Brunswick, New Jersey at the Stress Factory. February 7th and 8th, I'm be up in Connecticut at River in Weathersfield, Connecticut. March 28th and the 29th, I'll be at Brokerage in Belmore, New York, Long Island. And then we're going to take it to the June 26th through the 28th. I'm being Batavia, Illinois, outside of Chicago. I guess the Chicagoland area at Comedy Vault. Again, all of them tickets are available at DamianLemon.com. I can't wait to see you. For sure, for sure. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.